Daf Kuf Nun Vav. So let's take it the last line of Kuf Nun Hey Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan Ein Govlin Es HaKali V'yeshamim Govlin. So what exactly is this? If you look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the page here, HaKali is Kemach Shel Tavua Shenisyabsha K'shen Kali is Betanur. It's flour, grains that dried up. It was kind of roasted in the oven and dried up. V'oso Kemach Liel Masaku. It's very, very sweet. It's called Kimcha Dav Shuna. It's some type of sweet honey-tasting flour. And V'osim Menu Shtisa M'shemen Mayim Melach Shmarvin Bo. You mix it together with oil, water, and salt, along with the flour, and you have something called shtisa. So you, whether or not you can mix it on Shabbos is a machlokis in the Gemara here, in the Brisos. The Gemara says, Man Yesh Omrim, who is the Yesh Omrim who says you may, Govan, you may mix this on Shabbos? It's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda. He allows one to mix this on Shabbos, and the Gemara makes a number of qualifications. Although he lets you mix this on Shabbos, Hani Mili, who dimishane, only if a person implores a shinoi. Heichi mishane, how does one actually do a shinoi? So Amar Rav Chisda, he says, yad al yad, which means you do little by little. You don't do a whole big jug of this. You do a little bit and then feed it or eat it a little bit more. But you have to do it in piecemeal in order to allow it. That's the shinoi the Gemara speaks of. So then the Gemara says, v'shavin, and everybody agrees, even the opinion who argues on Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who's the opinion of Rebbe. So Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda both agree, the shavin, she'bochshin es ha'shasis b'shabbos. You're allowed to make shasis on Shabbos, mixing with oil and salt. That's allowed to mix because it doesn't, we'll see in a second why that is. V'shosin zeisim ha'mitzvah, you can also drink this type of a mixture on Shabbos. That's a different point. Rashi points out this is not considered, even though it's refuah, people drink this even when they're not sick, so you could drink it even if it does have medicinal benefits to you. But the Braisa says that you're allowed to bochshin es ha'shasis b'shabbos. You can mix it together. So how could the Braisa clearly say shebochshin es ha'shasis b'shabbos if we just saw above the ha'amris ain golvin? We just said above you can't mix this on Shabbos. So the Gemara says lo kasha. There is no contradiction. It depends the consistency of the mixture. Lo kasha ha ba'ava ha baracha. Ava is when it's a thick mixture, like a mayonnaise type of thick mixture, or racha, it's a looser, it's a more liquidy. So what's the difference? So Rashi says three lines down, ba'ava ein govlin, you're not allowed to mix if it creates a mass, like a mayonnaise type of mixture, that would be usher. But baracha, if it's something that's liquidy, if you want to make, let's say, mix cocoa powder and milk or water, make hot cocoa on Shabbos, so that's allowed. That's not considered a violation of lush because it's racha, it's liquid in the end of the day. She'ein zo lisha, that's not considered lisha. So the Gemara then says, one time Levi Berei, missed a line here, again, lo kasha ha ba'ava ha b'racha, v'hani mila, this is true, hu dimishani, only if you get to use a shinoi. What's a proper shinoi? Heichi mishani, amr of Yosef, b'chol nosin es ha'chometz, v'charkach nosin es ha'shasis. If during the week you first place the vinegar and afterwards you place the shasis, so then the Shabbos, you have the opposite, you have to switch things around. B'Shabbos, you're nosin es ha'shasis, v'charkach nosin es ha'chometz. So you have to change the order around if you're going to make some type of mixture like this. Now, there's a discussion. Let's say there is no set way. There's no instruction to how to make the the pudding or something. So the Taz says that you have to do, he says he's machmir to, I forget which way to do, maybe you shouldn't do this at all. But the Truman Sedeshin says, if there is no set way to do it during the week, you can do either way, the water and then the vinegar and the oil, whatever you're mixing with the shasis, then if there's no set way, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos any way you want. There is no shinoi. Shinoi is only true when there's a particular instructions of the process in which to do it. So Gemara then says further, his Levi Brei de Rav Huna Barchia Ashkeche Legabla Debei Nasha. So one time Levi, who was the son of Huna, Rav Huna Barchia, he once found that the mixer of his father's of the estate of the father. So the Kagavi of Asafilei Latore, and he was busy kneading together the different things on Shabbos to feed the ox. Latore is an ox. And so after Levi saw that was going on, Levi Batishbe, Levi went ahead and kicked the individual who was mixing it together on his father's property on Shabbos. How do you do this? It says you're also to mix things on Shabbos, even for the animal. So Asa Vuad Ashkeche, so Levi's father, who was Rav Huna Barchia, came along and saw him kicking and beating up the servant. The Amar Lehi says to them, Hachi Amar Avuad Imech Meshwe de Rav, your father's mother, so your grandmother, your grandfather, your mother's father, so your maternal grandfather, said in the name of Rav as follows. Umanu, who was his grandfather? Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, said the following din. Govlin v'lo maspin. You're allowed to knead together for the cows and the ox to eat, but you can't maspin, you can't force feed the animal. You can mix it, prepare it for them, that's allowed, but you can't force feed them. So it's allowed to do the mixing on Shabbos.
udlo lakit belishna, and as long as you don't put it, if it, the animal rather wasn't used to eating yet, it's a young calf who hasn't eaten yet, then mahal kitinle, you're allowed to force feed the animal if it doesn't eat otherwise. You have to train them how to eat. But you see, you're clearly allowed to mix on Shabbos. So long as you implore a shinui of some sort, you'd be allowed to. So stop kicking the servant on my property. He's doing the right thing. So heichi mishani, how does one actually make a shinui? So Amar Rav Yemar Bar Shlamya Mishmei De Abaye Shisivi Erev. When you do Shisivi Erev, when you do a crisscross pattern, that would be considered a shinui. Normally, you mix it in a circle. A Shisivi Erev is not a circle; it's a crisscross, and that's allowed. The Chazon Ish says you're allowed to do multiple Shisivi Erevs. You're allowed to do once, then pick it up, do it another time. You can even turn around the bowl and do it another time. Do it as many times as you want. You just can't do it all in the same. If you don't pick up the spoon, what happens if you try to do it back and forth? It ends up being like a circle motion. So do it once and twice, pick it up, and then you could do it multiple times, says a Chazon Ish. And that would be a proper shinui. So the Gemara then says, "V'ha lo ma'ariv shapir." But if you do a crisscross pattern, it's not going to mix well enough, and the animal won't be able to eat it properly. It's not going to be helpful. So Amar Rav Yehuda, minaro l'kli. If you shake the kli, that's another way to shake it. You cover the top and you shake it like a, you know, dressing, making dressing. That would be allowed as well. That would be a abnormal way of mixing things together. So Gemara now says, k'siva pinkser dizir. We're going to see a number of statements that are written on the ledger of various Amaroim. So it's written, k'siva pinkser diziri, the following statement. Amris kadam Rebbe, that he once said in front of his Rebbe, umani Rebbe Chi was the Rebbe of Ziri. And Mahu Lagabla, he wrote down a note. What was the din with regards to mixing things on Shabbos? And Amar Asa, it's Asa to do so. That was the response from his Rebbe. And further on his notebook of some sort, it said, Mahu Lefarik, are you allowed to change food from one pail to another pail to serve the animal? This is a discussion back on Kuf Mem. And Amar Mutter, it's Mutter to do so. So Amar Rav Nasha says now, regarding feeding animals, it says, Chad Kame Chad, one's allowed to prepare an amount of food. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Chad Kame Chada, Mil Sebapi Nafshi, this is a separate topic now. Chad is a mida shuragilin lasais lefnei behemo. If the normal measurement you give an animal for his feeding, it's moter lasais lefnei b'Shabbos. You could place that food in front of the animal on Shabbos. Feeding animals, it's considered tircha, but you have to feed the animal. There's an obligation to make sure your animals have what to eat. So you're allowed to place one portion in front of one animal, because one-to-one is allowed. And furthermore, he says, tre kame tre. Now two portions in front of two animals is allowed as well, because that's what they're supposed to be eating. Shaper dami, that's permitted. But tlase kame tre aser, but to place three portions in front of two animals, which means there's going to be a surplus of one, that we also to do so, because that's a considered tircha yisera, because the third portion is entirely unnecessary for the two animals. Rav Yosef Amar, he said in terms of amounts, he gave actual amounts of volume, kav, vafilo kabayim, he felt you could feed an animal kava food, and even double that portion would be allowed. And Ula Amar, kor, vafilo karayim, these are also different amounts of volume that you're allowed to eat. Even though it's a lot, and it sounds like it's a tircha yisera, they felt it would be permitted to do so, because when it comes to feeding animal, they did not take into consideration any issues of tircha. Give as much food as you want, and if he doesn't eat it now, he'll eat it at the next meal, that's fine. So the Gemara then says another statement that was written on Levi's, Ksiva Pinksei de Levi, what was written on his ledger. Amris Kadam Rebbe, he said in front of his Rebbe, Manu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, his Rebbe is Rebbe. Levi's Rebbe is Rebbe, also known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Al Dehavin Gavlin Shasisa Babavel, regarding those who would need Shasis or in Bavel on Shabbos, that we just discussed before. Havetzavich Rebbe, Rebbe would scream at those who would do so, because it's usur to mix this on Shabbos. So then, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And who was this? This was Rabbeinu Kadosh, who was referring to his Rebbe, who would scream at these people for mixing it on Shabbos. So Gemara then says further, Al Dehava Galvin Shasisa, regarding those who mix Shasisa on Shabbos, Veles Deshmaile, no one would listen to him after he told them not to do so. Veles Chela Beyade Lemesar, and he did not have the ability to assert either. Mid Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, it's because they must have been lenient, like the position of Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, who we saw above, who allowed one to do so. But Rebbe himself is the Bar Plugta of Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, and he felt it was Asr, but again, he couldn't help it. He couldn't, no one listened to him, because they passed him like the other Tana, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. Furthermore, another statement, Ksiva Pinksei de Rebbe Yeshub and Levi, on his ledger it said, Hayman de Bechad Beshaba. This is an interesting Gemara, very interesting Gemara. It talks about the days of the week a person's born in a certain mazel that exists for that particular child. So one who's born on a Sunday, Bechad Beshaba, he gavir velo chadabe. He's going to be a person, a gever, without no anyone else with him. Gavir velo chadbe, nothing else with him.
What does that even mean? So my velo chadabe, what does that mean? Nothing else with him. He's going to be a person who's just no good. There's nothing good with him, nothing good natured about him. That's hard to say that. You won't have any good nature to a person born on Sunday because Rav Ashi was born on a Sunday and Rav Ashi certainly had a lot of good with him. So it can't be there wasn't anything good with him. El Lav must be Chad Levishi. There's nothing bad about him. A person born on Sunday is Kuluk Tov. Everything's good. But that too is problematic because Vahama Rav Ashi, Anna I, Rav Ashi testified, and also Dimi Bar Kakusa, Havin Bechab Shabasa. He was born also on a Sunday, and I'm not sure who he was exactly, but he says, Anna Melech Vahu Hava Resh Ganava. I was a king, but he says he was the head of the robbers, of the bandits, of the thieves. So certainly he was born on Sunday, and yet he was plenty bad. So it's not either you're all good or you're all bad. Rather, the Gemara says, E kulativo, E kulavisha. It's going to be one or nothing. One means something that's a whole. It's completely uniform. So you have that potential to be very extreme. You're either going to be extreme tov, like Rav Ashi, or you're going to be extreme in the other way. You're going to be like this individual of Bar Kakusta, who was the head of, Dimi Bar Kakusta, who was the head of the bandits. So my time, what's the reason why a person who's born on Sunday has either all tov or all ra? The Ibrei Be'or V'Choshech, because in day one, the Or and Choshech, light and dark, were created. Light is Kul Tov, of course, and Choshech is Kul Ra. So the Gemara then says, Haiman de Betrei B'Shaba, a person who was born on a Monday, second day of the week, Yegaver Ragzin, is going to be a very angry individual. So my time, why will such a person be so angry? Bishum Diplige Be'Maya, because the water was split. So water split, you see a separation, so a person's going to be full of kas to divide amongst different people. Haiman the Bitlas of Bishab is a person born on a Thursday, on a third day of the week, rather, Tuesday. He gavar asir, he's going to be very, very rich. Vizani Yehe, and he's going to be involved in Znus. So my time, what's the reason? Mishum Dibre Be Asavim, because this was the day that grass was created. So what's the relevance of grass? If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi is Dibre Be Asavim, Dichsev Teche Aretz Vahu Dvar Shepara Viraba. Grass grows Umahar Lagado pretty quickly, and therefore Litzmach Du Indian Preetus. It's an Indian of Preetus being born on a Tuesday, but also represents wealth and constant growth. Then the Gemara says further, Hai man de barba b'shab, a person born on the fourth day of the week, which is a Wednesday, he gavar chacham v'nar, going to be a person very very wise and with a clear mind. My time, what's the reason? Mishum dit itle bay ma'oris, because at that point the luminaries, the sun, the moon, and stars were positioned in the universe, and they of course represent chachma and light and or in this world. And then the Gemara says, my time, so I skipped a line here. Hai man de becham shabbat, a person born on the fifth day of the week, Thursday, yehi gavir gomel chasad, a person full of chesed. My time mishum de ibre be dogim v'ofos, because this was the day that birds and fish were created. What's the relevance of that to that of chesed? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, dibre be dogim v'ofos, shein torchen l'ochlan ela nizonim v'chasad shakadosh baruch hu. The fish don't have to move much, nor do birds have to find food. It's pretty easy for them to find food. They don't have to hunt, typically. It just comes their way. So that represents the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in feeding them. So too, one who's born in the day is full of chesed. It's actually interesting din. We mentioned before on Shabbos about feeding animals. There's a mitzvah deraisa, a requirement mitzvah deraisa. You must feed the animals before feeding yourself. So the din is, when it comes to fish, however, since fish are self-sufficient, if you had a pond, not a fish tank, but a pond, so the understanding is, based on this Gemara, that pond fish are self-sufficient. Because Baruch Hu gives them the food, so if you have fish in a pond, you don't have to go out and feed your fish every single day because they are fed on their own, and you can eat before feeding them. If one does, however, have a fish tank where they're not going to be self-sufficient, then one certainly does need to feed the fish. But we see here that the Ches of HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds the fish without having them to do much search for it. So then the Gemara says that Haiman b'malah b'Shabbos, a person born on Erev Shabbos, he gavar chazen, he's going to be a person who's chozer and things. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, mechazer achar mitzvos, he's going to chase after things, he's going to be running after things. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, chazen b'mitzvos, he's going to chase after mitzvos in particular, because that's the idea that on Erev Shabbos, we're running after Shabbos, so too the guy is going to be running after performing mitzvos. And finally, Haiman de b'Shabasa, one who's born on Shabbos, it's a very scary statement here, the din is yeh b'Shabasa yamus, that person's going to die
for being born on Shabbos. Why? Al da'achilu ulahi yom rabba de Shabbos. The fact that he desecrated Shabbos, so he's going to be punished in doing so. Scary, scary Gemara here. Now, many of the Farshim ask, we have many people who were born on Shabbos and didn't die. So they have different explanations why that was, because this is only referring to a chil Shabbos that wasn't supposed to be done. A chil Shabbos to save the mother, to save the child, is certainly permitted and a requirement to do so. It's only when a person goes beyond the scope of that which is permitted where this Gemara holds shoe. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava by Rav Shila v'Kadisha Rava Yiskare. And a person is going to be a holy man, a holy individual for being born on Shabbos, because Shabbos, of course, is a day of Kedusha. So a person born on that Shabbos will be Kadosh, but of course it will be challenged by the Chil Shabbos that may have taken place during his delivery. So Amar Lahu Rabbi Chanina, Pok Amri Le Labar Levi, go out and tell the son of Levi, who is Rabbi Shimon Levi, Lo Mazel Yom Gorim. It's not that this all were statements of Rabbi Shimon Levi. So go tell him, please, that lo mazal yom gorim, it's not the day of the mazal of the day that causes a person's nature to be. Ela mazal shagam, it's the time, the hour of the day, because the different mazals in Shemayim that are constantly turning around, or the earth turns, and the different mazals that are in control of different hours of the day, that mazal that is present when he's born of that hour of the day is what really creates the nature of the person. In other words, Haiman the Becham, a person who's born under the sun, it's a certain part of the mazel. It's Yehe Gavar Zivsin, he's going to have a very nice, lustrous appearance. It says here, like the Ziv Shechina. Yehe Achil Medile, Vishasi Medile, he's going to eat from his own and drink from his own. He's going to be self-sufficient. The Razan Galyan, he's going to be able to have secrets. His secrets will be revealed because the sun is always open and revealed. Imganev Lamatzef, he's going to be a robber. He won't be successful because everything he does will be exposed, like the sun. Haiman, so that's one. Haiman de Bekochav Noga, those who are born under the mouth of Kochav, which apparently is under the planet of Venus. Yehei Gavar Asir Vizani, Yehei is going to be a wealthy person, but he's going to be involved in the world of Znus. My time, what's the reason? Mishum the Yisraeli Bay Nura, because apparently the fire of Kochav is burning. That's a burning passion of a thirst for money, a thirst for Znus. If a person's born, Haiman de Bekochav, if he's under the hour of Mercury, so Yehei Gavar Nahir Vechochav, he's going to be very, very smart. Mishum de Safra de Chamahu, because Mercury apparently, I don't know what this means exactly, but it's the sofer of the Chama, it's the secretary of the sun. I'm not familiar with all these things at all, but therefore a person is going to be very, very wise if born under that particular mazel. Then it says further, Haiman de Bilavan, a person who's born under the hour of the moon, he gaver Savil Marin, is going to be a person who goes through great Yisurim, terrible afflictions in his life, because Bani Rasasi is going to build and it's going to be destroyed. Sasser Bani is going to destroy, it's going to be rebuilt. Everything he does is going to be unsuccessful. Achal de lo delay, he's going to eat food that which is not his, and he's going to be shase de lo delay and drink that which is not his. Virazin, Kasin, his secrets will remain concealed, no one will be interested. So if that's the case, since he's going to be such a hidden person, like the moon is very hidden and secret, so he'll actually be successful. If he's a ganav, im ganav matzach, he'll be successful, but not a life a person wants to live. So under the moon, apparently, that'll be a terrible life of Yisurim. Haiman de Shabbos, a person born on Shabbos, or rather in Saturn, Yehi Gavir Mach Shavase Betelin, every plan he comes will be fruitless. He won't be successful in any of his machshavos. Again, I don't know why all these things line up exactly. They say Shabbos is Lashon of Shabbos, will be arrested and will be stopped, so his thoughts and his ideas will not go anywhere. Vist Amri, there are those who say, Kol de Mechashvin Alei Betelin, everything that people plot against him will actually be batel, he'll actually protect him, it will be Shabbos to people's thoughts against him. And then further, Haiman, the Betzedek, one who's born under the hour of Jupiter, he govern Tzadkin, is going to be a very righteous individual. So fascinating. So interesting stuff. So either the mazel of the day of the week or the mazel of the hour. So Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Tzadkin B'mitzvos, he's going to be a Tzadik with respect to performance of mitzvos. And furthermore, Haiman the Bima'adim, person born under the, which is Mars, under the hour of Mars, Yehei Gvar Ashid Dameh, he's going to be a person full of blood. Amar of Bi'ashi, what that means is, Iumna, Iganva, Itabcha, Imali. He's going to be bloodthirsty, so either he's going to be a Umna, which is a bloodletter, he's going to be involved in medicine, or a Ganva, a thief, and he'll be hurting people and killing people along the way, or Tabcha, he's going to be a Shochet, or Mala, he'll be a Mal. So he could use his passion for blood to perform mitzvahs like shechting and milas, or he could use it to perform terrible things like being a robber. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba, Ana b'madim have, I was born under the hour of Mars, and he did not. Apparently, he was not involved in. He was not bloodthirsty. So Amar Abaye says, "Mar Nami Anish v'katil." He says, "No, he was punished and killed and kill those who went against the law. So in other words, he did spill blood in terms of taking revenge out on those who didn't follow the halacha. He actually was involved in some type of a spilling of the blood. Now it was one for kedusha, it was to protect the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. But in the end of the day, it was a certain bloodthirsty, a strong passion that he did have for Torah.
So,
very good. Yeah, very good. Excellent. Very good. So then the Gemara says, Itmar, Rabbi Hanina Omer, Mazel Machim, if you're born under the Mazel of Machim, of making a person smart, Mazel Mashir, sorry. The Mazel makes a Machim, it decides whether you're going to be smart. Mazel Mashir decides whether you're going to be wealthy. V'yesh Mazel Yisrael, and Klaizer overall has a Mazel as well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Mazel Yisrael. He comes and takes his whole thing. There is no Mazel Yisrael at all. He deletes the entire Gemara we had up until now. V'oz the Rebbe Yochanan Latameh, he goes with Shitaso. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Minayin She'ein Mazel Yisrael. How do we know there is no Mazel to Yisrael? Shenemar, it says, Ko Amar Hashem El Derech HaGoyim Al Timadu. Don't learn from the path of the Goyim. Umi Osos HaShemayim, from the signs in the Shemayim. Al Techasu Ki Yechatu HaGoyim Mehema. Don't pay attention. Don't be fearful of them. The nations, Yechatu, they are scared of them. Heim Yechatu V'lo Yisrael. We are not scared of them. There is no Mazel Yisrael. And furthermore, echoing this point, V'af Rav Savar Ein Mazel Yisrael, he also felt that Klai Yisrael was not subject to any Mazel. And Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Minayin She'ena Mazel Yisrael, She'ne'emar V'yotzi Oso Echutza, he told Avram to go outside, step outside. What that meant was, Amar Avram, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono She'olam, Ben Beis Yoresh Oyosi, who's going to inherit me? My Eliezer, domestic Eliezer, Eved, he's going to get it, Eliezer. He, my Eved, he's going to Yoresh me, because I have no children. So Amar Lo Lav, Hashem says, not true. Ki Ima She'etze Mimeecha, someone from you, yourself, a offspring, will inherit you. So Amr Lefanav Ribono Sholom, Nisakalti Biestaknis Li Shali, I looked in my astrology, the Eini Roy Laholi Ben, based on the way I was born, I'm not Zochet having a child. Amr Le, Hashem says it, say, Mistagninus Shalcha, leave your mazel, leave your astrology, and Shein Mazel Yisrael, you are not subject to any mazel. Before turning the page though, just look at Tosas, the last Tosas of Kuf Nun Vav, Tosas writes, Ein Mazel Li Yisrael. The Hadamer Rava Bishili Moed Katan, doesn't Rava himself say in the Gemara Moed Katan Chavches, Bini Chai Mizoni, one's children, one's life, and one's Mizonas, Lab Zechusa Talia Milsa, it's not dependent on your Zechuyos Ella, Bimazo Talia Milsa. There the Gemara clearly says it does depend on Mazel. So how come the Gemara here says Ein Mazel Yisrael? How do you reconcile these two Gemaras? The Komakam, the Gemara says, Aide Zechus Gadol Mishtana, that a person does actually have a Mazel. We are born with Mazalim. But the Gemara is telling us here, we're not bound to it. We could break out of it. If we have a big zechus, we do Torah, mitzvahs, and everything like that, then we're able to be zoch and break out of mishtanet. But if not, then we are stuck in the mazel. So back to the Gemara now. My daitcha. So what was the understanding of this conversation between the Kadosh Baruch and Avram Avinu? The koi tzedek memarava, because apparently Jupiter was in the west when you were born, and that somehow indicates he wasn't zochet having children. Rashi explains b'marav shumakum mitzunan, a very cold place. Vein roi laholid kain, it's somehow that area of the cold won't allow for children. I don't know what that really means. And therefore mahadra umakmina le b'mizrach, I'm going to move it around and place it in the east somehow. And v'hainu d'chsev mi heir mi mizrach tzedek yikreu l'raglo, so that somehow tzedek Jupiter came from the east. And Kadosh Baruch Hu called it over to the east for Avram, and somehow that changed the mazel and allowed him to have children. Again, what it means, I have no idea. So Gemara then says, "Midishmul nami ein mazel." It happens to be an interesting point, by the way, in the poskim, whether we take mazel seriously or not. The Rambam says that we don't take mazel seriously. They're not true. They don't exist. There's no koach to mazelos. And the Ramban argues and says there are great powers to mazalas, we just try to ignore them and just live life, tamim tiyem v'shem lokecha, just live a pure life, but there are mazalas that do affect our lives. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in a couple places that the Shulchan Aruch says a person should get married the first half of the month because it's a good mazal, because the moon is growing and growing and growing, and we are a symbol of the moon, so the moon's a symbol of us, and therefore the growth of the moon represents a good marriage. That's what's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Rama says this as well in Evan Ezer. It's not something the Kuva, the Pnei Yeshua says, how come people are so makbid to get married the first half of the month? But it's a statement that was like later created by the Torah. But there's a din in the Gemara itself that everyone ignores. The Gemara says a person should get married on a Thursday because the Thursday is full of bracha of the dagim. So they don't care about Thursday. They just want the first half of the month. So it's unclear why they're more makbid on the part of the month as opposed to which part of the week. But in the end of the day, it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama also says That's why there's a practice of yeshivas to begin always in a Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is a mazel dika day, and therefore you'll start yeshiva the zman on a good day on the month. So they always start in Rosh Chodesh. It's brought down in the Ramah. So the Gemara then says further now, with the Shmuel Nami ain mazel Yisrael. From the fact that Shmuel also felt that there is no mazel that Klal Yisrael is subject to, the Shmuel. The Avlet Haba Yasve, Shmuel and Avlet were sitting down. Avlet was a guy, and he was apparently very versed in astrology. Haba Kazle Hanach Inshri La'agma, and there are people who are walking towards the swamps. So Amrle Avlet the Shmuel. Avlet turns to Shmuel and says, "Hi Gavr Aziv Lo'asi, that guy is going to go and not return back. He's going to die in the swamp. Tarek Le, Chivyas Umais, the snake is going to bite him, he's going to die." So Amrle Shmuel. Shmuel responds back to Avlet, "I bar Yisholhu, if he's a Yid, Aziv Asi, he will return back." So Adi Yasvei, Aziv Asi, they're sitting down, and the man came back. So come Avlet, Shadi Latune. So Avlet stood up, and he threw off the man's pack of reeds, apparently, whatever he's carrying from the swamp, he threw it off. Ashkech Be Kechivya, the Pasuk, he found that there's a snake that had been cut in two pieces. Shadi Betarti Gove, it's cut into two pieces. Amalei Shmuel says, "May of this," he says, "what happened? How did you save yourself from the snake?" Amalei, Kol Yom Hava Marminen Rifsa Bahadei Hadei Achlinion. Every day we eat bread together. And ha'ina today, hava ike chad minayin de lo havele, rifsa, one guy didn't have bread, hava kam mechsef, so he was getting embarrassed. Aminilu, I told them, anakamine v'armine, I'm going to get up and collect bread for him today. Kimati legave, when I reached the person who had no bread, shavin nafshe kiman de shekli minay, I pretended to take something from him and made it as if I gave him some of my bread as well. So he shouldn't be embarrassed. I pretend as if I was taking from him, but I was really actually handing him a piece of my bread. So he shouldn't be embarrassed. Amrlei, so Shmuel says to him, "Mitzvah of this, you did a mitzvah." Nafik Shmuel v'darish, he went out and he said the famous pasuk, "Staka tatsim imavis," that staka saves one from death. "V'lo b'misa mishuna," not only from a strange death, but "elo b'misa asma," from actual death. The guy was going to be killed. The Avlet said he had the mazel that he was destined to be killed, and because he did a mitzvah of tzedakah, a mitzvah of chesed, he was saved from Misa. Rabbi Akiva Nami ain mazel mi Yisrael. We also see Rabbi Akiva's statement that Klal Yisrael is also not subject to mazalos. So what happened to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva hava le barta, he had a daughter. Amri le Kalda. Kalda was one of the astrologers, Rashi explains here. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, is it here or just in Tosas? If you look at Tos on the side, Tos is right here in the top. Kaldai bekula sugya mashma haynu chozim mikochavim. Astrologers, v'lo kemoshe perish Rashi bari psachim minayin she'ein shalom bekaldayim shenamar tamim tia v'gomer upirish haynu ov. So ov is a particular type of way of witchcraft of trying to read the future. So different types of ways. Ov was, I think, from the reading from like bones and speaking to bones, and kaldai looking from the stars. So whatever they are, some type of future tellers. Fortune tellers. So the Gemara then says, Amrilei Kadai, the Kadai is the astrologers, according to Toso, says that Hahu Yoma Da'alilei the Beg Ganava, the day that she enters into Beg Ganava is the Chuppah, Tarakle Chiva Omesa, snake's going to bite her and she's going to die. So Hava Digne Dige Amilsa Tuva. Rabbi Kiva was very, very worried about this. He's scared for his daughter, of course. Hahu Yoma Shakle the Mach Banase, the day of her Chasana, she took, I don't know what this is, what's a brooch exactly?
A pin.
A pin, okay. That's the beguda she placed in the wall. Isrami Isa Beine Dechiva, and she happened to pluck the eye of the snake and killed it. The Tafra ki kashakli lay in the morning when she took the pin out, have a kasarech vase chiva base, they found the dead snake on the other side. Amrle, Avu the father says, "My of this, what exactly did you do? How did you save yourself?" Amrle, she says to him, "Bepanya," in the morning, in the afternoon, "Asa Anya, Karyababa," a certain Ani came to the house and knocked on the door. So Vahava Tardi Bikuli Ama Basudas is busy involved in the Suda for the Chasana. Vuleka Dishmaya, and no one heard the Ani. So Kamina Shaklisa, so I stood up, the Riste de Havitzle, and I gave some of my food to the Ani instead, because they were all very busy. All the people in the house were too busy to get the door. Yahafti Nhele, I gave it to him. Amalei, Rabbi Akiva says, "Mitzvah of this, you did a mitzvah, Nafik Rabbi Akiva Vidar," she told the story and shared the Pasuk Utstaka Tatsil Mimavis. Velomi Misa Mishuna, not only from a strange death, but Elomi Misa Asma, from Misa itself, one is saved. Umdeb Yoch Nachman Bar Yitzchak Nami Ein Mazel Yisrael, from a story of Rabbi Nachman, we also see that there is Ein Mazel Yisrael. We are protected even from that which the astrologers try to predict. De'ema, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's mother, Amrilei Kadar, the astrologers would say about her that Baruch Gan Vahava, your son is going to be a ganav. Your son, Rav Nachman, rather, will be a ganav.
So she never allowed his head to be uncovered. She always left the yarmulke on the top of the head. And Amri Leh, she said to him, Kasi reishach kiecha de teve alach emasa deshmai. You should always wear the yarmulke in order that the yarmulke means yari malka. You should always have the yari shemaim and fear for all of Hashem. And this way you'll never going to be overtaken and drawn into the desires of being a ganav. Ubay rachme, she davened every single day. And lohava yadi ama kamra lay, and he never knew why she told this to him that he should daven every single day, and he wears yarmulke. But yomachada one day Yosef kagaris v'tusa dikle, he was once sitting learning under a tree. Nafal glima milave reisha, and a shirt fell over his head. Dali eina chadul dikla, he lifted up his eyes and saw there was a tree. Il alma yitzrei, he saw that the yetar was there overcoming him. And salik paska the kibur bishina, and he went up and chopped off a bunch of dates with his teeth. And somehow that was able to overcome the Yetzirah. And if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, Kibara Eshkol Tamar Vadekal Lo Shalohaya. It wasn't his. It was not his thing. But either way, he used it in order to, he stole, in other words, in order to avoid the Yetzirah from overcoming him. So he had that little passion in him to steal, take that which is not his. But in the end of the day, he was overtaken. He was able to overpower the Yetzirah. But in the end of the day, he became Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and he wasn't a ganav, and therefore we see that through davening, and through wearing the yarmulke, and through other people's self-control, you're able to overcome that which is from your mazel. So let's stop here, because tomorrow's daf is just an amud, so may as well just do the mission of Gemara all together. So we'll stop here, Mirat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow, and make the siyum tomorrow. Yep.